Canadian cooks and restaurateurs are increasingly catering to vegan diets, whether it's for health or environmental reasons. Animal-free foodies are demanding more options. And if you're experimenting with veganism but not completely sure how to get started in the kitchen, author Sam Turnbull can help you get started. She's put together over 100 recipes in her new cookbook entitled Fuss-Free Vegan. Hi, Sam.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. So how would you describe your approach to vegan cooking?
I like to make recipes that are very easy. Most of them are very quick. I use ingredients that you can find in almost any grocery store. And I'm not the kind of vegan who likes kale and quinoa smoothies and energy balls, all that stuff. I like more kind of your classic comfort food recipes. So in my book, you'll find pancakes, waffles, soups, salads, sandwiches, burgers, burritos, pizzas, pastas, cakes, cookies, you name it.
Now, I didn't even think about things like pancakes and waffles being, you know, not for vegans. So how do you adapt that recipe for instance?
Yeah, well, vegans don't eat dairy or eggs, so you can just skip those. And I have little tricks and techniques. And honestly, sometimes you can just completely skip the ingredients and you won't even notice. I mean, I don't think I've ever heard anyone eat pancake and say, oh, you know, this is good, but I wish it tasted more eggy.
So how do you skip it then? Is it just batter and water, or what does it look like?
It totally depends on the recipe, and definitely not just batter and water.
Right, sure.
I mean, you know, there'd be flour, and I'd use a non-dairy milk, such as soy milk or almond milk or whatever your preference is,
right.
A bit of sugar, and I can't remember all the ingredients off the top of my head.
That's
why I write them down.
But yeah, so
but it'll work out, and you'll get a fluffy, delicious pancake, and you won't even be able to tell it's vegan.
And so how did you develop those recipes and your interest in cooking?
Yeah, well, I grew up in a family of chefs and foodies and butchers and even hunters. And so when I went vegan overnight, it was a big shock, both for me and my family and friends. And so I had to kind of learn how to recook all of my favorite food. So it was a lot of experimenting in the kitchen. And then I soon found that with limitation came inspiration. And I started loving my recipes even more than the original recipes.
Now, you've written in the past that your family owned a flock of chickens growing up. So what's the adjustment been like for them since you became vegan?
Yeah, I mean, at first it was a shock, obviously. And, you know, there's a lot of the where do you get your protein type questions.
Sure.
But now everyone's used to it. And several of my cousins have gone vegan and everyone eats a lot more plant-based foods. And when I go home, it's like now a big vegan feast because everyone's excited to share with me their new ideas for vegan recipes.
Where do you get your protein?
That's a great question, and it's a really easy one. From anything I eat, all whole plant foods contain protein. It's kind of a myth that only some foods, like beans or nuts, contain protein. They all contain protein, so as long as you eat food, you're going to get enough protein.
But how much of it do you have to eat, though? Because that, I mean, I'm not a vegan, so I just assume in order to get the amount of protein that you really need, that you have to eat massive quantities of vegetables to get it.
Yeah, I think that's a huge misconception. You need only about, I think it's 8 to 13% of your calories to come from protein. I'm not 100% sure. Mm-hmm. You have to ask the doctors on that one. But all foods contain protein, and they all contain it in good quantities. So even something that you wouldn't think of that has protein at all, such as rice, is about 8% protein. So you're still getting enough. And in fact, the average vegan gets 70% more protein than they need in a day.
Sam, as I'm flipping through the book here, so you've got a vegan cheesecake, you've got vegan mac and cheese. There seems to be key ingredients in those things with the word cheese in them. So how about that?
Yeah, well, it depends on the recipe, but for my mac and cheese, I have an ooey gooey nacho cheese recipe, which is so good. And that recipe is so delicious. When I was recipe testing it, my dad actually visited me, and he ate the entire pot of mac and cheese, and I didn't have anything left for dinner. So it just goes to show. And he's not vegan, so as long as you make good food and get the flavors and textures right, it's going to be delicious.
So what's the cheese part of that then?
Yeah, so it's a combination. My secret ingredient is tapioca starch, which is, you know, just tapioca pearls, basically ground up.
Right.
And that gives that ooey gooey feel. And then I use cashews as a base, which adds a lovely, creamy, rich texture. And then it's just a little tweaking here and there, a little apple cider vinegar, a little lemon juice to kind of get those sour notes of cheese.
So how have vegan options and trends taken shape over the years, do you think?
It's definitely grown. When I first went vegan, I had to explain what vegans were all the time, every time I went out for dinner. But now it's actually the fastest growing health movement. Mm-hmm. So it's becoming a lot more popular, and a lot of people are trying it. And even if they're not going the whole way, they're just trying to incorporate more plants into their diet, which is great.
What are some of the misconceptions about vegan cooking?
I think that you have to go big or go home, you know, that right. You can't just eat vegan once in a while. And mm-hmm. I think that's fine. Every step is a good step in the right direction. And on top of that, a lot of people tend to think that vegan cooking is really bland. Right. But whenever they say that, I just tell them to open up their spice cabinet because the entire thing is vegan.
So what tips then would you give to someone who's intrigued by this? Maybe they're interested in trying some vegan recipes.
Yeah, I'd just say go for it. Why not, right? What's the worst that could happen? You'd enjoy a delicious dinner? That's what's likely to happen.
And now, are these recipes difficult, or are they fairly straightforward?
No, I try to make my recipes as easy as possible because, you know, we're all busy. We all have busy schedules. I like to get in and out of the kitchen, and I'm one of those people who doesn't even really think about what I want for dinner until I'm already hungry.
Sam, do you have a recipe that you go to when you've got some carnivores coming over and you want to make everyone happy with the same dish?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've got some hearty options, so I love doing like a big burrito or my smoky sun-dried tomato pizza. Or if it's more of like one of my health friend guys, he'll come over. I'll make him a dude-approved BBQ chickpea salad.
Sam, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sam Turnbull is the author of the Fuss-Free Vegan Cookbook.